I'm here at the Edinburgh Fringe and I'm joined by Ian Smith. Ian, how's your Edinburgh going so far?
It's going good. My voice is gruffer than it would usually be, so I'm hoping by the end that I have like a full-on husk. But the shows are going well. I think this has been my favourite Fringe. But we're only like 7 days in, so who knows?
Well, you've got a whole month, so it could go down from here. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. This is what everyone calls Black Wednesday, because it's the Wednesday after Two for Ones and the first weekend. So yeah. This is just like, there's no offers and it's a quiet midweek day. So yeah, I'm hoping it will be still good.
Everyone keeps saying like, oh, Wednesday. And because I'm new to the Fringe, I'm like learning all these rules about how things work and stuff. So how many times have you been to the Fringe?
So this is my third solo show, but I did 3 years before that doing like package shows and like split hours of other comedians and stuff like that. So 6 years.
That's a long time. It gets addictive though. I'm already like, I want to come back next year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think like... I went to the Fringe where I was in So You Think You're Funny when I was like way too young, and I didn't go up like the year after because I had nothing on, and I found it was horrible. Like I was on holiday with my mum and dad like in Scotland, so I was picking up the Scotsman every day and reading the reviews, and I felt like I was missing out on everything happening. So yeah, if I didn't go up, it would be awful. Yeah. Just be reading about it all. But.
And the show's called Whereabouts. What's it about? That sounded like a great question, didn't it? Whereabouts, what's it about?
So it's kind of about me. It come from me moving house, spending a lot of time in the house. So there's kind of like a story behind that, some observations behind that and what I've been up to. And then it kind of goes into like the internet, which you kind of can't escape from when you've got nothing to do in the house. And something that I did, I was in a BBC drama and the Daily Mail did this article about it. They seemed furious about it. So
they're furious about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were furious about a really fine detail in like a Noah's Ark adaptation. So so I talk about that and then I end with a huge presentation giving people pointless advice.
Like always, a proper presentation with like PowerPoint.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a few. It's basically a stand-up show, but with a few bits of PowerPoint, a big bit at the end, a few little set pieces. There's a surprise towards the end, which I think is the best bit. But I can't really sell it.
Well, obviously, we're not going to say what the surprise is because then no one will go and see a show.
But the clue is it's imported from Germany, and it cost £113. Some people are scared of them and some people have sexual fetishes towards them.
Oh my God, I'm so intrigued. Will you tell me after the interview?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try and come and see it, maybe.
Yeah.
That might be the better option.
Yeah, that's the best. I'm trying to intrigue people so they have to come. Yeah. That's the plan.
So a lot of people I've met are like flyering their own show. Are you doing that as well?
Yeah. I do like an hour and then kind of relax for a bit beforehand.
Because do you have like a pitch that you do to people to try and make them come?
It's usually I nearly said what it is, but it's usually describing what the surprise is to try and intrigue them enough so they have to come. But I used to do, it's like a really bad joke of saying, I would fly them as if it's not me and say, oh, this guy is really good. And then as they realise it's
me.
Then
they see your face on the flyer.
Yeah, but then that would make them laugh a bit. And think if you can make someone laugh a little bit while you're flying them, then you've got a chance of them coming along. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to see any other acts yet as well?
No. I don't see anything really in the first week because I stress out about like my own show and make sure I'm happy with it. But I've seen my friend Tom Toll, who's on in the Pleasance Courtyard at 8:30. So I've seen him twice. I went to see him on the first day and I went to see him help film his show and stuff. So he's the only person I've seen at the minute. But I have a list that I'm going to try and see as much as I can in like the last week.
A month's a long time. So by the end, hopefully, your show will be set and you'll have some time.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the show now. I think I'm just doing lots of guest slots and all that kind of stuff. And I like to try and chill out a bit.
Yeah.
So I can't do like 3 guest slots and see 2 shows in a day. I think I just
That's
run myself
much,
right.
Doesn't it? I mean, you're doing another show which we can't talk about because it's a surprise. But you've got 2 shows a day, so it's quite a lot of time.
Yeah. And like yesterday I had 4 guest slot gigs that I was doing. So it's all very fun, but yeah, just by the end of the day, your voice is awful. And drinking sort of ginger and honey and lemon tea.
You've got to look after the voice. Ian, finally, where can people see the show, This Fringe, and what time is it on every day?
It's on at 7 o'clock p.m. I don't know, it's got a 7 a.m. slot. 7 o'clock at the Pleasance Courtyard in Beneath.
Great. Thanks so much, and go and see it, everyone.
Cool. Thank you.